Blog Talk Radio. 안 됐냐? 그 선요 이스카 아르브 발루타 에노치 자와터 예미 발 said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gdaochish bepazion inkwe yetegetu nacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her, in the gates. The end of the Proverbs. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find? Who can find a virtuous? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman?
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
The whole place is due for
overcome the lies, the good news of His Majesty in His Christ, and it is vital that we raise our tribal flag, the flag of the conquering lion of the tribe of Yehuda, and reinstill the virtues that we, the lost sheep, had lost. Listen and learn for the very first time in our story the real significance of the colors green, yellow, and red, and the imperial insignia of Yehuda Moah Anbesta, and how the blameless Ethiopians in the east and those enslaved in the west were persecuted, downpressed, degraded, and left in a virtual state of hopelessness and despair, and how, after that, they were lifted up by the great Negusa Neges, the great King of Kings, Edamawi Haile Selassie of our story.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Bless these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Rasta is something from your heart, from your heart, from your heart, from your heart.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam.
Shabuat Tov, Shabuat Tov, Shabuat Tov, Shabuat Tawab, Shabuat Tov, Shabuat, Shabuat, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days. 7 days.
Shem Av Wahabain Ruaha Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're gonna ride up here for this force.
we here as the 31st degree with sabbatical study.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
So here you hear the first words of the first sabbatical study for Amor. Say.
Here. Shema Yisrael, Hebrew first words here for the 31st Rastafari sabbatical study, and here for this Shabbat strong. Here picking up in the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Leviticus. Here at Leviticus chapter 21, the Hebrew first words, here. Give ear. Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe Amor il HaKohanim b'nei Aharon ve'amarta lehem le'nefesh lo yitama be'amayo. And Jehovah said to Moses, to Moshe, Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe, Amor, speak, Amor, say, Amor, il HaKohanim, say to the priests, the Kohanim, HaKohanim, B'nei Aharon, the sons of Aaron, Ve'amarta, and say Elohim, saying to them, Ve'amarta Elohim, L'nefesh, for a soul, a psyche, L'nefesh, Lo yitama be'amayo, there shall no one defile or contaminate himself, lo yitama, for the dead, linefesh, for a soul, a psyche, be'amayo. Hebrew first words, Amor, for Shabbat, Amor. Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe, Amor, il HaKohanim, b'nei Aharon, ve'amarta elehem, L'nefesh lo yitama be'amayo. Hebrew first words here. Amor, speak. Amor, say.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Shabbat Shalom, Senvet Salam, Senvet Salam, Senvet Salam, Senvet Shabbat Shalom, Senvet Salam, Shabbat Amor, Shalom, 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 Shalom. This weekly Torah portion reading, feeding, and I, sabbatical studies, Rastafari sabbatical studies, and here for this Shabbat Strong, we have Amor, speak, Amor, say, some would say, Amor, speak. Shabbat, Amor, Shalom, Chabarim. Here, picking up with the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called and known as Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra. Here, picking up at the Kaf Aleph chapter of the Sefer Vayikra, the cipher, and he called. Here we have chapter 21 of Leviticus, the relationships and the walk and the tribe of HaKohanim, of the priests, of Kahinatu, of his priests. Here we pick up with this 31st sabbatical study, the Lamed Aleph, the 31st. Weekly Torah portion reading and feeding. Here in Ina Rastafari, the annual Rastafari sabbatical studies. And here for this Shabbat Strong, picking up with the Kaf Aleph chapter 21. B'Shem Ha'ab Ve'Habein Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who He be, the One HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. Here, the third book of Moses, Hebrew book known as Leviticus, called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 21, the relationships and the walk and the tribe of the priests. Hebrew first words here for the Rishon Aliyah, the first Aliyah. Why Yomer Yahweh, Il Moshe Eimor. El ha kohanim bnei Aharon, we amarta elehem linefesh lo ayit ama de amayo. The relationships and the walk, the tribe of ha kohanim, of the priests, and the Yahweh, He who be, who ye be, ha kadosh baruch baruch Hashem, blessed be He, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, said to Moses, speak, Amor, speak. Why, Omer Yahuwah, Il Moshe, Amor, speak to the priests, the sons of Aharon, Amor, Il Ha Kohanim, Bene Aharon, and say to them, with Amarta Elehem, there shall no one, be defiled for the dead among his people. L'nefesh lo yitama de'amayo. There shall no one be defiled for the soul, psyche of his people. L'nefesh lo yitama de'amayo. But for his kin, that is near to him, that is, for his mother, and for his father, and for his son, and for his daughter, and for his brother, and for his sister, a virgin, that is nigh near to him, which hath had no husband. For her may he be defiled. But he shall not defile himself, being a chief man among his people, Amayo, to profane himself. They shall not make baldness upon their head, their rosh, their ras, neither shall they shave off the corner of their beard, nor make any cuttings in their flesh. They shall be wholly set apart to their Elohim, true good, true God, and not profane the name, the Hashem, the name of their Elohim. For the offerings of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, made by fire, and the bread of their Elohim, true good, true God, they do offer. Therefore, they shall be holy. Therefore, they shall be set apart. They shall not take a wife, a isha, eshet, that is a whore, or profane, neither shall they take a woman put away from her husband, for he is wholly set apart to El Hayo, to Amlaku, to his Elohim, his source. Thou shalt sanctify him, therefore, for he offereth the bread of Eloheka, of the I, male, Elohim, true good, true God. He shall be holy, set apart to thee. Ki ani Yahuwah, for I be he who be who he be, who sanctify you, set you apart, am holy, am set apart. And the daughter of any priest, of any Kohen, if she profane herself by playing the whore, she profaneth her father. She shall be burnt with fire. And he that is the Kohen Gadol, the Kahenat, the high priest among his brethren, upon whose head, whose rosh, whose ras, the anointing oil, the Messiahing oil, the christening, the Christos oil was poured, and that is consecrated to put on the garments, shall not uncover rosho, rasu, his head, his ras, nor rend, rip his clothes. Neither shall he go in to any dead body, nor defile himself for his father or for his mother. Neither shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of El Hayo, of his Elohim, Amlaku, his source. For the crown of the anointing oil, the Messiahing, the christening, the Christos oil of El Hayo, of his Elohim, true God, Amlaku, his source is upon him. Ani Yahweh, I be he who be who he be. And he shall take a wife, a eshet, a isha, a wife in her virginity, a widow or a divorced woman or profane or an harlot. These shall he not take, but he shall take a virgin of his own people to isha, to wife. Neither shall he profane his seed among Amayu, among his people, among Amo, his people, Ki Ani Yahuwah, for I be he who be who he be, who sanctify him. And here we have the Sheni, the second Aliyah, the second offering up, the Hebraic Anaphora, the second Aliyah, the Sheni Aliyah here at verse 16, the physical disqualifications of a Kohen, of a priest, here picking up at verse 16 for the Sheni Aliyah. Why daberi Yahuwah il Moshe leimor? And the Yahweh, he who be, we be, spake to Moshe leimor, saying, speak to Aharon, saying, whosoever he be of thy seed in their generations that hath any blemish, let him not approach to offer the bread of El Hayo, of his Elohim, his true God, Amlaku, his source. For whatsoever man he be that hath a blemish, he shall not approach a blind man, or a lame, or he that hath a flat nose, or anything superfluous, or a man that is broken-footed, or broken-handed, or crook-backed, or a dwarf, or that hath a blemish in his eye, or be scurvy, or scabbed, or hath his stones broken. No man that hath a blemish of the seed of Aharon, HaKohen, the priest, shall come nigh, near, to offer the offerings of Yahuwah, Jehovah, made by fire. He hath a blemish. He shall not come nigh, near, to offer the bread of El Hayo, of his Elohim, true God, Amlaku, his source. He shall eat the bread of El Hayo, of his Elohim, Amlaku, his source, both of the most holy and of the holy, the set apart. Only he shall not go in to the veil, nor come nigh near to the altar, the Mizbeach, because he hath a blemish, that he profane not my sanctuaries. Ki ani Yahuwah, for I be he who he be, do sanctify them, set them apart. And Moshe told it to Aharon and to Banayo, his sons, Lejochu, and to all Israel, Lejoch, to all the children of Israel. third book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Leviticus chapter 22. The separation of HaKohanim, the separation of the priest. Refer to Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 26. And the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, spake to Moshe, Lemor, saying, speak to Aharon and to his sons, that they separate themselves from the holy things of the B'nai Yisrael, Yisrael Lijoch, the holy things of the children of Israel, and that they profane not my holy, my set apart name in those things, which they hallow, set apart to me. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah, he who be who he be. Say to them, whosoever he be, of all your seed, among your generations, that goeth to the holy things, which the B'nai Yisrael, Yisrael Lijoch, the children of Israel, hallow, sanctify, set apart, make holy to the Yahweh, having his uncleanness upon him, that soul, that nephesh, that psyche, shall be cut off from my presence, from my perception. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah, he who be who he be. What man soever of the seed of the race of Aharon is a leper, Zorah, or hath a running issue, he shall not eat of the holy things, of the holy things, the set apart things, until he be clean. And whoso toucheth anything that is unclean by the dead, or a man whose seed goeth from him, or whosoever toucheth any creeping thing whereby he may be made unclean, or a man of whom he may take uncleanness, whatsoever uncleanness he hath, the soul, the nephesh, the suke, the psyche, which hath touched any such, shall be unclean until the evening, and shall not eat of the holy things, the set apart things, unless he washes flesh with water. And when the sun is down, he shall be clean, and shall afterward eat of the holy things, because it is his food. That which dieth of itself, or is torn with beasts, he shall not eat to defile himself therewith. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah, he who be who he be. They shall therefore keep mine ordinance, lest they be chatiat sin akri for it, and die therefore, if they profane it. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah, he who be who he be, to sanctify, set them apart. There shall no stranger eat of the holy thing, a sojourner of the priest, HaKohen, or an hired servant, shall not eat of the holy thing. But if HaKohen, if the priest, the Kohen, buy any soul, any nephesh, any psyche, with his money, his kesef, his silver, he shall eat of it, and he that is born in Beito, Beitu, his house, they shall eat of his meat, his the meal. If the priest's daughter also be married to a stranger, she may not eat of an offering of the holy things. But if HaKohen, the priest's daughter, be a widow or divorced and have no child, and is returned to her father's bait, her father's house, as in her youth, she shall eat of her father's meat, but there shall no stranger eat thereof. And if a man eat of the holy thing unwittingly, not knowingly, then he shall put the fifth part, 20% thereof to it, and shall give it to HaKohen, the priest, with the holy thing. And they shall not profane the holy things of the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, Yisrael Lijoch, which they offer to Ekaziyavihar, the sustainer of the good, the generous, the open-handed father, Yahuwah, the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, or suffer them to bear the iniquity of trespass when they eat their holy things. Ki ani Yahuwah, for I be Jehovah, do
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Six days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So right now, black man, I'm going to put you to the test. Whether you're from the east or from the west. Here comes the musical sound, you got to die. Here's the sound. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and Exodus, and Leviticus, and Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. Right now I step forward to tell you the truth. Come forward, you. Say, Exodus, yo. Exodus, yo, yo, yo. Exodus, yo, 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 yo.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Thou shalt love no other God except the Lord thy God. Understand that, right? You know that.
I'm gonna put it on. Like me farmer said, it's my weevil, how do you choose my barn? With a little boy blue, come and blow your horn, I tell ya. Be like both kids. Call you Shirely, I'm only two. Be like both kids, but I ain't gonna do that. I'm just a toast. Jumping on your leg and then you're moving like a frog. I'm gonna put it on.
They always sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahado, to true teaching, 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 teaching.
The Ethiopian church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
Sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahado, to true teaching, 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 teaching.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
High value, high value, high value, high value, high value.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 131. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever, and forever, and forever, and forever, and forever, and forever. My heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever and forever and forever and forever.
I don't want to be with no wicked one.
מזמור קלמד א', שיר המעלות לדוד. אדוני לא גבה ליבי, ולא רמו עיניי, ולא הלכתי בגדולות ובנפלאות ממני. אם לא שיוויתי ודוממתי נפשי כגמול עלי אמו, כגמול עלי נפשי. יחל ישראל אל אדוני מעתה ועד עולם.
מזמור 130 בקנף 131 የዳዊት ማዕረግ መዝሙር አቤቱ ልቤ አይታበይብ አይኖችም ከፍ ከፍ አይበሉ ከትልልቆች ጋር ከኔም ይበልጥ ከሚከብሩ ጋር አልሄድ ነፍሴን አሳረፈ የናቱንም ጡት እንዳስተውት ዝም አሰኘ ነፍሴ የናቱን ጡት እንዳስተውት በኔ ውስጥ ከዛሬ ጀምሮ እስከ ዘላለም እስራኤል በእግዚአብሔር ይታመን።
Psalm 131. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever, and forever, and forever, and forever, and forever, and forever.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Hebrews are the Hebrews.
That's true.
And those who get true, them will never lose.
A shocking more and dance
and I'll bring up. This one all Hebrews.
Aye, let them know. Israel, you want the man say.
Calling on my people.
Call them out, call them out.
Rise and stand again.
Rise, O Israel.
Israel.
Call them out, call them out.
The table is turning.
We said the table is a turn, you know.
Israel. Rise and stand again.
Now listen when me say, the rise, O Israel, and take your stand. But we have to know we self in a the Armageddon we are. Israelite and not West Indian. Me tell them say West is just another compass direction.
Israel, calling on my people. Israel, rise and stand again. Israel, the table is turned. Israel,
I'm calling all my
rise
people.
And stand again.
Hear what the man say. How did we reach in Africa from the first place? Oh Israel, when the Roman Empire invaded us in a Jerusalem we did dwell. Yes. 70 AD the Romans invade and we were fleeing from the Roman persecution. End up in West Africa, oh for so long we were there in exile among the children of Am.
Israel,
hear what the man is saying.
Calling on my people. Israel,
call them up.
Rise and stand again. The table is turning.
The table is a turn again.
Israel, rise and stand again.
I and I are saying, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And it's all praise to the Most High, you know, the Holy One of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Bless and sanctify them and doubts.
Hallelujah.
All that of the spiritual power, you know what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Psalm 131. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever, and forever, and forever, and forever, and forever, and forever.
From the land of heaven, but I am shame.
I am shame.
Stolen from the heart of Africa, I am Israel. Taken from the land of heaven, but I am shame.
I am shame.
Stolen from the heart of Africa, I am Israel. Abraham had a nice vision of future prosperity, but stubborn disobedience and suffered a curse, captivity. 400 years twice over was the prophecy. Kidnapped from Africa, sold as a slave, but my home is in the east. Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. Africa, I am Israel. Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. Stolen from the heart of Africa, I am Israel. Brother, Jerusalem fell under siege from the perils of war. I was forced to flee, sought refuge on African shore. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its cunning. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I forsake thee, O Mount Zion, woe be unto my soul. If I forget Jerusalem, chief of my joy.
Yeah.
מזמור קוף למד א', שיר המעלות לדוד. אדוני לא גבה ליבי ולא רמו עיניי ולא הלכתי בגדולות ובנפלאות ממני. אם לא שיוויתי ודוממתי נפשי כגמול עלי אמו, כגמול עלי נפשי. יחל ישראל אל אדוני מעתה ועד עולם.
With brutality, brutality, from creation, I mandate on you. Suffering, I man go out you. Evacuation, I man await fun, and I want you to know, oh, oh, it's very. Oh yes, I want you to know, oh, oh, it's very true. I. Creation, creation, creation. Creation, creation, creation. I'm a nation. Separation from creation. Oh, I'm a nation. Separation, separation. I'm a nation. Creation, I mandate on ya. Separation, I man go to you. Repatriation, repatriation, I man await it. And I creation, 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 it's very true. Oh yes, I want you to know. Creation, creation, creation. Creation, creation, creation. From creation, I mandate on ya. Tribulation, I mandate
on ya. Psalm 131. A song of ascent of David. Lord, my heart was not haughty. Mizmor, Mizmor Kof Lamed Aleph. Mizmor Kof Lamed Aleph. Psalm 131. A song of ascent of David. Lord, my heart was not haughty. Shir ha-ma'ilot l'dawi, yaw lo gaval libi. When Samuel, Shemuel anointed me, nor were mine eyes lofty, with lo ramu aynai. When I slew Goliath, Goliath, neither did I swagger about, neither did I swagger about with lo hilakati when I had the ark of God brought up out of Philistine captivity. Now here's a very interesting look at translations. Because this part of this harek, right, it says, neither do I exercise myself. Neither do I exercise, the fuller part of the verse is, neither do I exercise myself in things too great or in things too wonderful for me. But here in the Midrash, right, the Dersan right here, the study right here, of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Aleph, Psalm 131, is making reference to 2 Samuel chapter 6. 2 Samuel chapter 6, the reference here. So as a basic midrash on today's daily psalm, Psalm CXXXI, Mizmor Kof Lamed Aleph, beginning off a song of ascent of David, Shir Ha Ma'ilot LeDawid. Lord, my heart was not haughty, Yahuwah Lo Gavah Libi. When Samuel anointed me, nor were mine eyes lofty with lo aramu ainai, nor were my eyes ainai with lo aramu, and not haughty my eyes with lo aramu ainai. When I slew Goliath, neither did I swagger about with lo hilakati bi gadolo. Now, the bi gadolo, if you look at the Sefer Tehillim, the manuscript, is like a line between with lo hilakati, with lo and no hilakati did I go about, halaka, 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 trot about. With lo hilakati, be gedolot, in great things. I didn't walk about in great things. Here this is taken as when I had the ark of HaElohim, the true good, the true God, when I had the ark of Elohim brought up out of Philistine captivity, the second Samuel chapter 6. This is a reference to this right here. But it goes on. Nor did I accept as my due, this is bracketed context, nor did I accept as my due things too high for me. Ooh, be nifalaota mimeni gedolot, ua be niflaot mimeni. Here the translation can be brought out, or in things too wonderful for me when I restored my kingship. The connection of these phrases here from the first verse of today's daily psalm, Psalm 131, can be seen within the liberty, the life, and the testimony of David. So my heart was not haughty when Samuel anointed me, O Jehovah Yahweh, lo gavah libi, nor were mine eyes lofty when I slew Goliath with lo ramu ainai. Neither did I swagger about when I had the ark of Elohim, the true good, true God, brought up out of Philistine captivity with lo hilakati bi gedolot. Nor did I accept as my due things too high for I, things too wonderful, too great, things too high for I. Ua be niflaota mimeni, from me, for I. Instead, I refrained my soul and kept it low, like as a child that is weaned from his mother. Yea, my soul is even as a weaned child. This brings us to the bait verse, the second verse in today's daily psalm. Yim lo shuiti wi domamti nafshi ka gamula elaymo ka gamula alai nafshi. Surely I have stilled and quieted my soul, my psyche, have quieted her. Im lo shuiti wi domamti nafshi, like a weaned child with his mother. Kugamula eleimo, kugamula eleimo, my soul is with me, with I, like a weaned child. kagamul alai nafshi. Kagamul alai nafshi. Like a child just taken from the womb. From the womb. From the matrix of the matriarch. From the womb of its mother. Was this soul of mine, and saying these words here in the bait verse, Im lo shwiti widomamti nafshi, kagamula elehimom, kagamula alai nafshi. This is what he is saying. You cannot name a man, a ish, in Yisrael, who humbled himself more than David, did in order to perform Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim's mitzvot, commandments. He used to say, as the Aleph opening verse of Mizmor Kof Lamed Aleph, David used to say, Lord, my heart was not haughty. Yahuwah lo gabah libi. When Shemuel anointed me Melech, even Negus anointed I king, nor were mine eyes lofty. With lo ramu einai. When I slew Goliath, neither did I swagger, walking, trotting, swaggering about with lo hilakati. When I had the ark of Ha'el of Elohim, the true good, true God, brought up out of Philistine captivity. But I have calmed and quieted nafshi, my psyche, she, my soul, like as a child that is weaned from Imo, his mother, Im lo shwiti, with domamti nafshi, kagamula elehimo. Calming, I've calmed and quieted, to calm and to quiet. Im lo shwiti, calming, with domamti nafshi, and quieting, stilt and quieted my soul, my psyche. Like a child that is not ashamed when uncovered in the presence of Imo, his mother, Natu, I have calmed my soul before thee, and was not ashamed to humble myself for thy sake, and for thine honor, and for thy glory. My soul is with me like a weaned child. Kagamul alai nafshi. Kagamul alai nafshi. My soul is with me like a weaned child. As a child, just out of its mother's womb, its matriarch's matrix, is not proud of spirit, but is eager to suck at the breasts of its mother, Imo. So is this soul of mine, this psyche of mine. So is this soul of mine, for I am not ashamed to learn Torah, to learn Torah, eyes, direction, instruction, teaching, even from the least in Yisrael, even from the least in Israel. Rav Ada ben Rav Hanina taught, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, because thou madest thyself like to a weaned child, I swear by thy life that thou wilt be without chet, sin, akari, like that the eye will be without sin, like a weaned child is who is without sin. As is said even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 12 and 13. The Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou, the I, shall not die.
Gam Yahuwah he'evira chatateka lo
hamut. Jehovah also has put away thy sin.
Gam Yahuwah he'evira chatateka.
Thou, the I, man, shall not die.
Lo hamut.
From this verse, you can learn that no man is privileged to act pridefully before the presence, before the Shekinah, before his face, his perception, before the presence, and that a man should humble his self.
My heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever, and forever, and forever, and forever.
מזמור קלמד א', שיר המעלות לדוד. אדוני לא גבה לבי ולא רמו עיניי ולא הלכתי בגדולות ובנפלאות ממני. אם לא שביתי ודוממתי נפשי כגמול עלי אמו, כגמול עלי נפשי. יחל ישראל אל אדוני מעתה ועד עולם.
מזמור 130 בקנף 131 የዳዊት ማዕረግ መዝሙር አቤቱ ልቤ አይታበይብ አይኖቼም ከፍ ከፍ አይበሉ ከትልልቆች ጋር ከኔም ይበልጥ ከሚከብሩ ጋር አልሄድ ነፍሴን አሳረፈ የናቱንም ጡት እንዳስተውት ዝም አሰኘ ነፍሴ የናቱን ጡት እንዳስተውት በኔ ውስጥ ነው ከዛሬ ጀምሮ እስከ ዘላለም እስራኤል በእግዚአብሔር ይታ
131. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother, my soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever, and forever, and forever, and forever, and forever, and forever.
At least you miss the metaphysical implications. Oh, my Lohai, the metaphysical implications of today's daily song. According to the Royal Order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Psalm Kof Lamed Aleph. Kof Lamed Aleph. Aleph, Aleph. Some point as Aleph, Aleph. Or Psalm 100, Kof 30, Lamed, Aleph, Aleph, 1. Psalm 131 from the Sefer Tehillim, from the Psalter, and Psalm CXXXI. Went over it once as the Targum, going over the interpretation of the key words and the key phrases and the Haylakalat, the words of power. Some refer to such words of power as like mantras and their protection for the mind, you know, the meditation and the silent medi and the silent prayer, being still and knowing, letting the seed of the word reverberate in our heart and mind, taking that time to go in to the innermost of the innocence, or as Reboni Yeshua HaMashiach said, to go into one's closet. You know, to go into that silence, that meditation, you know, after the reading and the feeding. It's like when one is eating and they eat their food and they chew their food, and after they chew the food well, they swallow it and they, you know, take some time, either push themselves from the table just for a moment, just time to digest. Mawahad. Bamarinya from the is Mawahad. Mawahad is the infinitive of what we call the Tawahade and the Tawahido. That fusing, right? The fusing and the becoming as one, right? Taking that time to reflect, the reflective time, the quiet time, the still time in heart and mind. And this psalm, today's daily psalm, lest or least y'all miss it, it is true what the introduction says. It's a psalm, it's a literary gem. It's exquisite beauty, whether we look at it from the English perspective, these three verses in Psalm 131, a song of degrees of David, a song of ascents of David, a shir, an ode. It's called an ode, right? They call this sort of a song an ode. Shir ha-me'ilot, 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 of degrees of the aliyah, the elot, the aliyot. Ha-me'alot, some would say, ha-me'ilot, 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 of going up, a song of degrees. Now, some say that the precise significance of the title, which appears in Psalms 120 to 134, we have Psalms 120 to Psalm 134, 15 psalms, these 15 steps, these degrees. Some maintain that's unclear, but in the connection with the pilgrimage and the Shalosh Regalim, which is upcoming, and in this season right here, Chabarim, in this season, the reason for the season, the Feast of Tabernacles, Ha'azinu, Ha'azinu, and the song of Moshe, at the heart of Hebraic spirituality, this psalm brings forward the keys, is surpassing, in the write-up it said, surpassing spirituality. And we would say, Cain, amen. We agree. It's a surpassing spirituality, and so surpassing the spirituality of today's daily psalm that some might tend to miss it. You know, it's almost like it's like a hit, but then you miss it. You pick up on it, in the language, even the translation. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Neither do I exercise myself, I self, in great matters or in things too high for I. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. My soul, even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in Yahuwah, in the Yahweh, he who be, who he be. From henceforth, from here forward, from now on, from now onward and upward and forward and forever. Even in the translation, in spirit and in truth, it's a literary gem. It has exquisite beauty. And the surpassing spirituality, we'd like to touch on a few important reflections for your reflection, for your consideration, for your meditation. Today's daily psalm, the humble spirit. It is themed, Chabarim, it is themed, the humble spirit, today's daily psalm, the humble spirit. A couple of keys right here. First of all, it's one of the Song of Degrees, and we need to keep that in heart and mind, especially in regarding the time and especially regarding the Shalosh Regalim and those 15 steps, those 15 psalms. Right, and the 15 steps, beginning off from the beginning. Let's just begin from the beginning right here again. It's just three verses, Aleph, Beit, Gimel. Aleph, Beit, Gimel. Or we can say it's the ABCs, right? The ABCs, and we're speaking Hebraically, right? In the Hebrew, the Aleph, Beit. The West, they say alphabet, but the Aleph Beit, the first two letters, Aleph Beit Gimel, Aleph Beit Gimel, 1, 2, 3, spirituality, iriticality, spirituality here in today's daily psalm. Something that's a childlike, be as a child, childlike trust in Yahweh. In he who be, who he be. A childlike trust in Hashem. Hashem, the name, the name, the name. The Shem, the Hashem. He who be, who he be, he who be. He who be, who he be, he who becomes, he who causes to be. Who be he? He be, who he be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hashem. The childlike trust. In the words of Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach, be as a child, unless we become as children, as a child. See, each of us must be as a child, again, in spirit and in truth. Ye must be born again. And we're born again. Are we born big, or are we born as, right, as a little child, even that little child? Do you recall the sermon? There was a sermon on the child tax. You find this in Mateus Wengel, in the Gospel, the Wengelion of Mateo, of Matthew. Matthew chapter 18, the sermon on the child tax. At the same time came the disciples, the Talmudim, to Yeshua, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Wow. Wow. Amazing. That's amazing. Isn't that amazing? Awesome. Awesome. The disciples came to Rabboni, Rabbeinu. Right, to our master, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Yeshua HaMoshiach. And they asked him, what did they ask? They said, who is the greatest? Who is the greatest? They want to know who is the greatest in the kingdom. In the kingdom of heaven, or more precisely, in the kingdom of the heavens. When we look at it Hebraically, right, we study to shew I and I self approved, paying attention to the beautiful, the exquisite details, right, through the study and the reflection, right, that silent prayer, that silent time of meditation and contemplation upon the Word, allowing the Word, the seed of the Word, to grow in our hearts and minds. So, the humble spirit, what does Dawid say in today's daily psalm, in Psalm 131? Let's begin just to touch on a couple of points right here. First of all, the cry, Yahweh, Yahweh. See, the different enunciations of the name point to the different aspects of the Hashem. He who be, he who exists. He who is the existent one, he who is present right here, right now, he who become, right, who be, who causes to be, and he who was, both he who was, he who is, and he who will be, and he who is to come. This is all reflected in those four letters, the four letters known as the tetragrammaton of the Hashem, of the name. And now how this also reflects on Ha'azinu, and that song of Moshe, and the name, the importance of the name, and what's in the name, in the Hashem. It says Yahweh, 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 Lo, Lo, Dabeh, 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 right? Gabeh, or Gabeh, Gabeh, Gabeh. I'm looking at the point is Gabeh. No, Gabeh. I'm not proud. I'm not arrogant. All right, now, in a good sense regarding he who be who he be, this very same word, and it's important to study the word. First of all, he begins off with the name, the Hashem, the Adonai's, the name of the Adonai, of the Hashem, he who be who he be, my heart, my heart, my heart. The translator begins off, my heart. In the Hebrew, it says, lo, no, lo, gabe, lo gabe, lo gabe, lo gabe, libi, lo gabe, libi, lo, no, gabe, not haughty, not gabe. It does not soar, it's not lofty in the figurative sense, it's not lofty, it's not haughty. Now what's very interesting is the sense, this very same word, gabe, 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 lo, gabe, not haughty. If we look at it contextually speaking, right, contextually speaking, the word haughty is to be high, to be exalted, to be high, to be lofty, to be tall, to be exalted, lofty, to be lofty of the ways of Yahuwah, Yahuwah's ways, is lofty. This is the good sense, but to be haughty, to be arrogant, to be proud, in the negative sense of the gabe, lo gabe, that's the bad sense, right? To be haughty, right? To be proud, right? Unduly. Now notice, what did they ask? What did the Talmudim ask in Matthew chapter 18, the sermon, the sifkat, right? The derasha, we could say, the sermon of the child. They ask, who is the greatest in the kingdom of the heavens? Who is the greatest? Who is he who is the greatest? Now, all things considered, the disciples were like I and I, you know, followers and his disciples. If we are true, if our aim is true, so we should learn from the disciples. Learn from this question that they came to him and they asked. When they asked, well, who is the greatest? Right? Who is the greatest? Me. Efo. Mi efo. Gadol. Me har har berayo. Be malkut hashemayim. That's what they asked. They said, who is the greatest? And how did Yeshua, how did Rabbeinu respond? He called the little child to him and set him in the midst of them and said to them, what did Yeshua say? In the third verse, this psalm, today's psalm only has three verses. In the third verse, Vayomer, Amen, Omer Ani Lakem. Verily I say to you, Amen, Omer Ani Lakem. I say to you, except y'all be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom, into the Malkut HaShamayim. You will not enter unless you be converted. Unless you be converted. Im lo tashuvu. Shuv, 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 teshuvah. He says, im lo tashuvu. Le hiyot kayalaidim lo tabu illa malkut hashamayim. Except y'all be converted. Now the word converted is to repent, to have a turn. They say teshuvah. There's a reason for the season previous to here, now, after the Yom HaKippurim, the teshuvah, shuv, shuv, teshuvah. Have a turn from the astray way to Yahweh, truth and life, unless you be converted. Right? That's the translator's translation. But in the Hebrew, unless you be repentant. Bring a willing and a repentive heart and mind. Unless you have a change of mind, unless you change your thinking, unless you think different, is what he was saying to them. Unless you think different, you got to have a change of mind from the way you're thinking. Who is the greatest? Unless you be as a what? Unless you become as little children. Unless you become as little children. See, children, say yes, Abba. Children, yes, Abba. Unless you be as little children, not just children, you know, of a middle age or a bigger age, but little. Humble. This is a humble spirit. Today's daily psalm, a humble spirit. He says, nor my eyes lofty, will lo ramu ainai. My eyes are not lofty. Neither do I exercise. That exercise, we touched on it briefly in the Targum, in the previous Targum. This is getting to the Ebele, the Kabbalah. This is getting to the what one can receive iritically, spiritually. In other words, speaking about the metaphysical implications, right, of the psalm. He says, neither do I exercise willo hilakati. I don't walk. I don't trod. Neither do I trod, as a Rastaman, as I and I would say, neither do I trod in things too great or in things too wonderful. Things too wonderful for I. KJV says, in things too high for I. But the Hebraic from the Sefer Tehillim is a little more accurate because it brings out ube nifalaot, wonderful, amazing, wonderful, niflaot. Ube niflaot mimeni. from I, from me, things that are too wonderful for me, things that are too great, right? Be a gedolot, be gedolot, the gedolot, the big, right? The big things from me, you know, they're not on my level. Right, now my level, so I'm not gonna try. You know, I'm not gonna try to walk that out. I'm not gonna try it in that. So that idea of the halakha, once again, is brought out. Even from the previous psalm, according to the royal order, the previous psalm was Psalm 128, and then that also bringing out the walk, the walk. So even in I and I trodden, right, and growing in grace. Right? In the previous psalm, Psalm 128, let's bring up that verse right here just to connect the dots. Right? Connect the dots. Right? Be wise to salvation. It says, happy is everyone that feareth the Lord. It's a translator. Happy is everyone that has respect, that has a respect. They respect Jah. Ashrei kol yirei Yahweh. Haholek. Haholek, that walketh, that trotteth, haholek, be derakayo, in his derek, the derek, be a derakayo, in his ways, right, in his way, in Yahweh, truth and life, so that walking, right, so in building on that, right, and building on that right there, we can see this sense of heart and mind, and it gives us directions, instructions that we should meditate and reflect on, right? In that innermost of the innocence, in that silence, right? In that holy space, as Rabbeinu said, even within the I and I closet, right? Do not be a literal closet, but the sense, the idea, right? That quiet space to be still and to know. And this is interesting because bringing us to the next verse right here, surely I have behaved and quieted myself. This is how the KJV brings it out. In Sefer Tehillim, it says, surely I have stilled, I have stilled and quieted my soul. Now, if you look in the KJV, the King James Version says, quieted myself. The Hebrew there is soul, my soul. Nafshi. It reads, Im lo shawiti with domamti nafshi. Im lo shawiti. Now this was interesting, the word shawiti. Right from Shawa, Shawiti. Unless I had leveled I and I vibes, level vibes. Right? Unless I had leveled, right? Behave is the way King James brings out from the Shawa, interpreting to agree with, to be or become like or level. Unless I become like or level I and I vibes, imlo shuiti, properly to level, to equalize, right, to balance the equation, figuratively to resemble. By implication, the implication here, the metaphysical implication here is an adjustment, that is to counterbalance. So in this sublime, right, and surpassing psalm of exquisite beauty and a sort of sublime and a surpassing spirituality. Only three verses here. Notice the second verse, the bait verse, the bait. It says, im lo shaviti. Some might enunciate that shaviti, but properly pointed, shaviti. Im lo shaviti with domamti nafshi. King James Version says, and quieted myself, right? I behaved and quieted myself. The Hebrew has, I equalized, I adjusted, right? I adjusted, right? Except that I adjusted surely. The sense of imlo can also be surely, right? Surely I adjust myself. Shariti, with Domamti, and quieted. What's the word quieted? Domamti. Domamti. We have Domamti, quieted, from Dhammam, to be silent, to be still. Be still. Wait. Be dumb in the sense of not speaking. Grow dumb, silent, not speaking. Be silent. Be silent. Be quiet. Right? Be quiet. What's the implication? Some say the implication is to be astonished. Like, It's something beyond what you can, you know, speak or utter on. You be silent. Be quiet. He says, we lo shuiti, we domamti nafshi, domamti nafshi. He quieted his soul. He quieted her nafshi, she, his soul, the seat of his affections, emotions, desires, active will, the active will, in the sense of self, the soul, but she, right? Quieted her, right, in the spirit, the spirit of being as a what child, as what kind of a child, as a weaned child. The implication to be quiet is to stop your soul from all her anxieties. Be quiet, right? Equalize, level vibes, counterbalance by going into the silence. We counterbalance by going into that silence, that holy place, that quiet place, the chapel. Selassie is the chapel. Man is a tripartite being, spirit, soul, and body. Right? So taking your body is your temple, right? The temple, and then the spirit, right? The spirit, the male aspect, and the soul. Quiet the soul. Right? Quiet the soul. The soul almost can be likened to the bride, in other words. Quiet her. Quiet your soul. The soul is feminine and male and female. So the principles are universal. He says, surely I have. He had to be proactive. He couldn't just wait for it to happen, but he says, I have. What has he done? What must we do? Im lo shuiti, we domamti nafshi. Surely I have behaved, I have stilled, equalized, level vibes, adjusted, right? Adjusted and quieted by adjusting and quieting his soul. See, this is why you have to know what and where is the soul and what and where is your soul, the Cheshbon HaNefesh, seek, and you shall surely find. He says, like a weaned child, as a child that is weaned, as a child that is weaned with his mother, or as a child that is weaned of his mother. K'gamul alei imo. Like a child, a weaned child, the gamul. I thought the gamul, it was very, very interesting. Gamul, this word gamul, right? Gamul, the third, right? The third letter is gimel, right? The gimel, the gamul. What is the gamul? Gamul connected with weaned. The word child is not there, but the word gamul is there. So it's like a weaned. Like a weaned with his mother. My soul is with me as a weaned, as one who is weaned. The implication, the connection, of course, right, with the natural type is like a child. Because a child is weaned. K'gamul eleimo, with his mother. The word gamul from gamal, to deal fully. To deal fully. Now the connection, according to the Hebraics of it all, we have the gamal and the gamar, the gamal, like the gamara, right? Or some say the gamara, Hebraically speaking. But the gamal, means to deal fully with, to recompense, to deal out, deal bountifully, to deal bountifully. But it also has a sense of to wean a child, in a sense of to ripen, or to be a ripe, in analogies of the almonds, to be a ripe almonds, the connection to almonds. It's a primitive Afro-Shemitic root word to treat a person well or ill, but in a complete sense, whether to benefit or requite. By implication, what's the metaphysical implication? It's of toil in the sense of ripening, right? The toil and the labor, as Barana Selassie, a.k.a. Robert Nesta Marley, better known as Bob Marley, said, it's not how long we've been Rasta, how long one is Rasta, or how long it takes one to grow in grace and the knowledge of the King of Kings, Christ, the Moshiach, Yeshua, Jesus Christos, yes, I, Rastafari. So to wean, so when a child is weaned, it has become ripe. And in fact, this has been lost even amongst the mothership, you know, some mothers, like, when do you wean a child? Many times mothers will choose based on the emotions of it all. And no doubt emotions are there, feelings and love and emotions on those sort of levels. But the proper time to wean a child is when the teeth, when the child is able to masticate or chew its own food. When the teeth starts to come in, this is the proper time from the ancient world of weaning. Right? Yes, there would be feelings and emotion, but the mother, right, if she was properly guided and properly received instruction, she recognized that now the child can begin to chew its food, and that's part of its development. This is part of the toil and the ripening process to bestow on, to deal bountifully, which is do good, right? Do good, do good. So the sense of the ripening, the maturing, the weaning, right, and that maturity process. So now if we apply that with the soul, if we apply that with David's wonderful Hebraic analogy and the metaphysical implications of all of that, the spiritual and the innermost of the innocent, it reminds I of what it says in the Word. Right? The Word, that when ye should be teachers, you have need that one teacher. You remember that in Hebrews? Hebrews brings it out very well. It's also found in His Imperial Majesty's in the autobiography, right? The autobiography, I think it's the introduction, right, concerning gradually, right, and using the child and the weaning process and the growing process as an analogy. If we are able to, brothers and sisters, we'll seek to bring that forward to thee. But let's go to the scripts first. The scripts right here, we're in the Epistle to the Hebrews. Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 5, at about verse 12. For the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the Dibre Elohim, or the words of Elohim, the true good, the true God, the oracles. It says the oracles, which is the Dibre, the words, the speaking, the words of Elohim, and are become such as have need of milk. See, a babe, until a babe grows teeth, the babe needs milk, right? It needs the milk, because from the mother's milk, few things very vital are procured. One is the immune system, of the child. The next is the protein, certain vital nutrients like proteins, which are not very possible to get the same quality and value from anything else. So for the mothers, you know, and the daughters, you know, highly, highly recommend for the daughters who are mothers, you know, to breastfeed your children, you know. And not all this public kind of stuff, like, well, it's showing off and everything. No, it's a holy thing. Let's recognize, but just on the principle right here, he goes on to say that because these ones were dull of hearing, he says there was a time when ones needed to be teachers. Because there's so many ones that need to learn, right, to receive and to learn the truth and to grow. That y'all, who should be the teachers, have need that one teach you again, which be the what? First principles. Question. What be the first principles of the Dibrei Elohim? What be the first principles, right, of of the words, word, sound, power of Elohim? He says, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Strong meat is a solid food. So babes cannot eat certain kind of food because they don't have the wherewithal. Their bones are still soft. Their teeth have not formed. How can they chew? Can't give a child a hard piece of food. That's why the breast of the mother, right, and breastfeeding is so important for that cycle right there. So here we have a sign and sign language, and here we need to learn to read and meditate, reflect on this, brothers and sisters, in your meditation and meditation. How does that type that we see in the natural and recognizing the true and the right principles of that which manifests in the natural, how does that apply to the supernatural or the spiritual state of our spirituality and spirit and the truth? He says, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe, still a child, right? Still a child, but a babe. A babe is still a part of that family. As they grow, right, the more they will know and be responsible. But at the babe state, they need to be provided what? The milk and not the solid food, but strong meat. In verse 14 of Hebrews 5 and 14, the strong meat is not just the debtors of flesh, but the solid food. Not the mother's milk, but the solid food that belongeth to them that are of full age. This is maturity. This is the maturation, right? That gamul, you know, the gamul, the gamal, gamal. That's why the word weaning, that weaning, right? But them that are of full age, right, even those who by reason, come make with reason, by reason of use, have their senses exercise our Jah Elohim, God-given senses to do what? To discern both good and evil, both tov ve-ra'a, tov ve-ra'a. Good and evil. Didn't say good or evil. You say, I just want to do the good thing. No, to be able to discern. You need to be able to discern. So can we say that these ones, right, lack discernment? Can we say that we may lack discernment and therefore need to receive that milk of the word? And know which be the first principles and be exercised, because one thing to know what those first principles are, but how to be exercised, how to walk them out. What does Abinu Melkeinu, Abuna, Negusina, Ketamawi, Hara Selassie say to I and I and we along these very lines of word, sound, and power? Well, we have the introduction. The introduction. Here is the introduction. His Majesty says, still in the wilderness, brothers and sisters, reason for that, those screeching owls, right? But let's focus on this. He says, we have set out to the best of our ability to improve gradually internal administration, as we have set out to the best of our ability to improve gradually that internal administration, the internal administration of Ayanai Rastafari, the internal administration, His Majesty says, by introducing into the country Western modes of civilization through which our people may attain a higher level. Hence, our conscience does not rebuke us. The next paragraph, he says, and here's the key that connects the part of today's daily psalm. This surpassing spirituality, this true spirituality, he says, surely I have stilled, behaved, equalized, and quieted, and silenced my soul. Silenced my soul. To silence the soul. That excess chatter, the free radicals, so to speak, of the soul. Silence my soul like a weaned child. Like a weaned child with his mother. My soul is with me like a weaned child. He says that his soul, our soul needs to be like a weaned child, and the problem or the mixed up moods and attitudes, as it were, is because your soul is nigh as a weaned child. Right? It needs that mothering, right, of he who be who he be in the milk of the word. Here his master says an explanation of the notion gradually. Unless it is through coaxing a child and getting it accustomed, it will not be pleased if one takes from it what it has seized with his hand. So ones and ones already have chosen to see certain things in life in certain ways that are wrong and full of stress and strife. Right? When one gives such a baby any sort of food, it will not wish to eat it. When we present these things, one don't really wish to just follow up and check it out for themselves. They might be curious, but one does not wish to eat it unless one shows it to the child and lets and allows it to taste it. Unless they give it milk or other soft food until it grows teeth. Did you hear that? This is in the introduction of Hiwete Naya Ethiopia Rinja, My Life in Ethiopia's Progress, Book 1 of the Autobiography of Ketamawi Haile Selassie. Of Garmawi and Amawi Haile Selassie, of his Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie first. It says, in the explanation of the notion gradually, unless it is through coaxing a child and getting it accustomed, it will not be pleased if one takes from it what it has seized with its hand. When one gives such a baby, one that's babes, a baby, any sort of food, it will not wish to eat unless one shows it to the child and lets and allows it to taste it. Taste it. Jaweh, and see that it is good. I say, unless they give it milk or other soft food until it grows teeth. What were we saying about the teething? Right, at that point of teething, when the teeth start to grow on the child, is a time when the weaning process, right, that weaning process is there. This is when it's on, when the child is beginning to grow the teeth, right? As the teeth start to come more and more fully in, this is when the child properly should be weaned. It has nothing to do with the feeling, emotions, and attitude. It shows that the mother's milk and the nurturing has produced growth and is growing, and now this is the ripening process, you know, that ripening and that ripening process, the weaning process, right, for the whole cycle spiritual being of the child, and recognizing the example and the likeness in today's daily psalm of the soul. Unless they give it milk or other soft food until it grows teeth, it will not be able to eat. When they place bread or meat or solid food before it. So we share this word sound that was from the autobiography, book one of his majesty, that's in the introduction, right? The second or so part of the first and part of the second paragraph in the introduction of My Life in Ethiopia's Progress, Hiwatena, Ye Ethiopia, Rinja, and Amharic, right here, the autobiography of Garmawi Kermawi Haile Selassie, of his Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie first. So that weaning, just to understand that connection, says, my soul, my soul, my soul, my soul, he says, ka, kagamul, kagamul, right? Kagamul. Alai nafshi, my soul is with me, with I. So his soul, right, is likened to that child that has been weaned, right, that weaning process. So therefore, at that point in time, while he is still a babe, like Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 to 14 is a very good point of reference for today's daily psalm, right? For today's daily psalm. Just some extras for the brothers and sisters as well, so that one hopefully we can taste he who be who he be, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, and see, right? And recognize, right? So this right here, the connection with the mother's milk, the connection with the basics, right? The basics. And what are the basics? The first principles. These are first principles of the Dibrei Elohim. These are the first principles of the oracles of Elohim. the oracles, right? The word, sound, power. Yachel Yisrael Yahweh. Me'ata ve'ad aulam. Oh, Yisrael, hope. That word, yachel, to hope. It also has a sense of to wait, that patience. Patience is a virtue. Patience is a strength. The third paragraph in the introduction of the autobiography, book one of His Majesty, says this, and we're going to ride up from right here. It says, and similarly with people who have lived by custom only live by their born in this world. They see what other people are doing, and that's what many of us have done from the very beginning. You know, as we grow, we look around our family, loved ones, and others, and we pick up things, and this is custom, by custom only, without learning at school, without absorbing knowledge by the ear. Ha'azinu, give ear. Without absorbing knowledge by the ear. Shema Yisrael, by absorbing, without absorbing, right, knowledge by the ear, and observing and searching with the eye. Hear the Shema, and to see, Rei, Shema, Rei, you know, to hear and to see. It is necessary to accustom them, right, to accustom, Lemmede, the Talmud, the Lemmede, Telemmede, Ethiopically speaking, is to become accustomed, to become used to, in the connection of the royal Amharic with the Hebrew for Talmud or Limud, and study and learning is so very important, that becoming accustomed is how we learn, through education, to abandon habits by which they have for long been living, to make them accept new ways, a new and the living way that He has consecrated for us through the veil, the paroket, that is to say, His flesh, yet not by hasty or cruel methods, but by practice and study, because practice makes perfect. By practice and study, gradually and over a prolonged period.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shem Ha'av, Wahabein, Ruaha, Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up, here for this portion.
Here. Now some interviews, some reasonings here on this platform here, as well as we've been going through some of the basic studies. It's going to be good to open up the lines and have some reasonings. So those on the Rastafari Israelites and some of the other platforms as well, seeking to link things up so we can, have some chat, like interactive on this right here. But first, to lay down the basic precepts, the basic foundation, the groundation right here. Today's Daily Psalm on Rastafari Mondays, Rastafari Second Days. This is the second day of the Shavuah. And here we're still in the Omer count. We've completed two Shavuahs or two Sabbaths. So commanders account seven Shabbats complete. So here still in the Omer count, ask the question, how is it growing? In the natural sense, is the growth of the harvest. Right, in the spiritual, the eretical sense, in the metaphysical sense, is I and I growing in grace and that knowledge of the King of Kings Christ. So here, we are at the 31st sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, and here on the Rastafari, the second days, the second day of the Shavuah here, called Monday. So here, Rastafari podcast, we have for this sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong for this seven, and we fulfill a more, this Shabbat, a more, we would have counted three, right, of the sevens, here in the season, right, from Pesach, Passover, from Bikurim, first fruits, to the harvest, to the fourth, right, of the seven feasts of Yahweh, of Jehovah. So here, for this sabbatical study, the Seder here, the order here, the overview here, we have Shabbat Amor, right? So this Shavuah, this seven, this strong, right, livicated to Amor. What's Amor? Amor in the Hebrew, Amor is a command, an imperative to say, means say. So I say to a man, I say Amor. Man say, I gotta tell you something, such and such. I say, Amor. It's like say. It's almost like saying, to say almost like to speak, Dabir. We could say Dabir. That's another form. Dabir is to speak, like Abra Kadabra, right? I create, what I speak, right? So here we have Amor, say, right? Say in the Hebrew, Amor. We pick up with Leviticus chapter 21, focus verses 1. To chapter 24, verse 23. So this Torah reading and feeding for this sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong, we have Amor. So here, the second day, right, of this Shavuah, of this Sabbath, of this Strong. See, the word Sabbath is the Sabbath day, the rest day is the seventh day. But because of the Hebrew, right, we have the Shabbat, the seventh. Right, so we refer to it as the Shavuah. The Shavuah is what is called in Hebrew the 7 days, known as the week. So the upcoming feast and festival, the fourth of the seven, is Shavuot. Shavuot. In modern Hebrew, they would enunciate it as Shavuot, right, as Shavuot. But in the ancient Afro-Asiatic, Afro-Semitic pointing, is Shavuot. So here. Amor. Let's touch on Amor, just a basic overview here. This sabbatical Torah reading and feeding, this angel's bread, this manna, it begins with Torot. Torot, directions, instructions, right? From Ha Torah, the direction, instruction, pertaining exclusively to Ha Kohanim, Habarim. Who are Ha Kohanim? Who's the Kohanim? Kohanim, the priest. Principle, precept and principle here. All of the priests, according to the Torah type, right, are sons of Aharon, but not are sons of Aharon and are Levites. So all the priests are Levites, but not all the Levites are priests. So here we have the Torah direction instruction in this sabbatical study, the 31st here, for Shabbat Amor, Sabbath, say, with direction, instruction, laws, Torot pertaining exclusively to HaKohanim, the priests of Yisrael, of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons of Israel. Because of their elevated status, they're elevated also and anointed. That's also another key feature, that they are the anointed. Aharon, right, is the Messiah, and his sons are the Messiahites. That's like to say, in a new covenant, a New Testament context, that Aaron is the Christ, right, the anointed, that is to say, and his sons are the Christians, are the anointed ones. So this is pertaining to their elevated status as those delegated to make sacrifices on behalf of Ha'am, on behalf of Amo, Yisrael, on behalf of the people, on the behalf of Amo, on behalf of his people. The key phrase in this Torah reading and feeding is, quote, to offer the bread of God, end quote, to offer the bread of Elohim, the true good, the true God, the power. HaKohanim, the priests, they were subject. Therefore, because of this status of theirs and the anointing of theirs, HaKohanim, the priests, were subject to more stringent standards of purity and holiness and eyelessness and set-apartness than others, the rank and file, Bnei Yisrael, sons of Israel, the Israelites, and others in the community. So here we have to recognize the context of the priests, and as we look at the pattern, as it said in one of the previous Torah reading and feedings where Moshe was given the pattern, right, of the tabernacle and the sanctuary, and he was shown those things in the mount, he was directed and instructed to do all things according to the pattern. See that you make all things according to the pattern. So once again, the key word here in I studies, Talmudim, is pattern recognition. So the priests, Kohanim, right, who were the anointed ones, that's like to say the Christ ones, the Christians, the Hebrew Christians in the wilderness, in the church, in the wilderness, they were subject to more stringent standards of purity, cleansiness, and holiness, and set apartness than others in the community, than what we would say the rank and file Yisraeli, Israelites. For example, let's give an example here. HaKohanim, the priests, they were forbidden to become Tameh. What is Tameh? Tameh is a Hebraic term. It's a Hebrew term, Tameh, that means unclean. Tameh, right? In a sense, we can use the English to try to bring out at least the spirit of the word, like contaminated. They were, right, forbidden to become Tameh. How? Through contact with a dead body, through contact with the dead, through contact with a corpse, right? Through contact with a corpse. To also, another example is to marry a divorced woman, right? So speaking about Aaron, remember, we're talking about Aaron and his sons. Let's be very clear, Aaron and his sons. Remember, we had two of the sons of Aaron. Aaron had four sons. So two of the four sons, they got a burn notice, you know, when they went in to offer, you know, strange fire, right? So now we have Aharon, we have Aaron, right, and his two remaining sons, Yitamar and Eleazar. Eleazar, right, Eleazar and Itamar, right? So they were forbidden to become unclean through these particular, this is an example, contact with the dead, dealing with the dead, in that sense, contact with a corpse, a dead body, right? To marry a divorced woman, to shave their heads. They were forbidden to make baldness on their heads, to shave their heads. All right? So if a priest, you know, had a little baldness, natural baldness, that's different, right, than they making baldness as other nations, right, according to the Goyim, other nations, they did these things. So they were not to emulate, you know, we could say the practices or, from I point of view, the malpractices of other nations, they were to be set apart. HaKohanim, the priests, were to be entirely, completely, holistically scrupulous as they carried out their duties and responsibilities. In addition, any Kohen, any priest who had a physical defect was forbidden, right, to serve. Now, let's take key of this, because there's some prohibitions, you know, that I mentioned, including the whole thing about the flat nose. We had did a video a little while ago on that, the whole thing about the flat nose, right? Got to bring that out there. Both it's something that's lost in translation, right? And then all of these legislation, Torot here, is specifically for HaKohanim, right? Specifically for the priest, the high priest, the anointed, the Messiah, as well as for his sons or the other priests, the Messiahs. That is, as to say, is for Christ and the Christians within the Hebrew church in the wilderness sense. So they were forbidden to also have, like, to serve with a physical defect, right? They had a physical defect, right? They, in a sense, can be there, but they cannot serve. You have to understand the emphasis, serve. It's just like when a priest reaches a certain age, right? They don't have active service, but they are there in the elder status. So those who had gone through, right, while they were in active duty, when they come to, say, the age of roughly 50, according to this direction instruction, HaTorah, they, in a sense, become elders. Not because they are 50 years old, but because they had served, right, from when they were like 25, right, you know, when they were younger, according to the direction instruction. So now, other priests or any other priest who had a physical defect was forbidden to serve in the holy place, in the holy place of the tabernacle. HaKohanim, the priests. So when we look at this here, we're talking about a small, like, percent of all of Yisrael. But what was their service, and how does Aaron, as the Messiah, as the anointed, the high priest, right, and the pattern, right, how does this illuminate I and I more to that fulfillment in Yeshua and through Yeshua HaNotri, right, through Adonenu Roveinu? So HaKohanim were never to defile. They also are instructed here in this 31st sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong to never defile the offerings of the people. Now, recall this, that before the whole molten calf incident, especially the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf incident, it becomes a pretext, right? It becomes a pretext for the transfer. Now, notice this. There's a transfer of that opportunity and, in that sense, that privilege, right, that the firstborn sons and the sons of Yisrael had to offer sacrifice for themselves and their family, that after the molten calf incident, it is transferred from, we can say, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, and is conferred, right, exclusively the priestly responsibility, the sanctuary as well, upon the Levites and the priests. According to the pattern, Yisrael is a triunity. When we look at the community, it's a trinity, a triunity, right, according to the old covenant, the Brit HaYishana pattern. We have, firstly, HaKohanim, right? We have the priest, then we have HaLewim, right? Then we have the Levites, and then, after that, we have everybody else. We have the Bnei Yisrael, the Beta Israel. You know, we have all of the Israelites. Now, that transfer, right, from the Israelites, like I say, the sons of Israel, to be able to offer, like when they would like to offer or to sacrifice to Jehovah, before we come to Exodus, say, chapter 32, and thereafter, and even here, chapter 21, before all of this, we have Abraham making sacrifice, Yitzhak making sacrifice, Yaakov making sacrifice, right? We have the Israelites making sacifices. I mean, and, you know, but now, because of what occurred there, it is transferred. Then when we come to the Brit Chadash, the New Testament, the Hadith Kidan, we see a transfer with the mediator of the New Covenant, Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, a transfer now, once again, right, to, right, those who are in Moshiach, right? Remember, the key qualification that separates HaKohanim, right, to this elevated status is that in the camp of Yisrael, they are like, in the Old Testament sense, they are like Christ and the Christians in the true Hebrew sense. I'm using that terminology so that ones can say, okay, Christ is from the Greek and that means anointed, and in the Hebrew that's Moshiach, and therefore the Christians are the anointed ones. But wow, Hebrew Christ, the first Christ anointed in the scripture is Aaron. And then we come to the epistle to the Hebrews and into the new covenant, and we can then learn and grow and see that fulfillment in Yeshua and this likeness that is all throughout the epistle to the Hebrews. But here, before we, as you say, digress on that, let's go forward. HaKohanim, they were never to defile the offerings of the people, and specifically of the people of the sons of Israel. So before this, the sons of Israel could offer for themselves. But now, within the covenant that we have here, right, in Leviticus and in the wilderness, is HaKohanim, is Aaron and sons, the anointed ones, right, were never to defile the offerings that they would offer on behalf of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, by serving in a tameh, in an unclean state. And likewise, Ha'am, the people, were never, never, ever to eat any holy food. And the holy food, remember we touched on Kedoshim previously. What is holy? What does holy mean in Hebrew? What does Kedoshim mean? Sanctified ones, because they're holy ones. But the more operative level, right, to understand how to walk it out in real time, the set apart ones. So holy, set apart. So the people, the rank and file Israelites, were never to eat any of the set apart food that was devoted, right, for HaKohanim, for the priests. Any sacrifice offered by Ha'am, by the Israelites, was to be a healthy specimen. In the Hebrew, this is brought out as tamim, tamim. Also, some would interpret this as perfect. You remember when it said that Noah was perfect in his generations? Well, it uses tam. We have the tam, you know, he was tam. He was, you remember when it says that Jacob, Yaakov, in the King James translation, he was a plain man? Really, it says that he was a perfect man. He was tam. He was a plain man. That plain throws people off. He was just a plain man, and Esau was marvelous, was fantastic, was, you know. No, that's not what it meant. It's that he was a perfect man, right? In a spiritual, iritical sense, he was a healthy man. As it says that Noah, he was perfect in his generations. So in his generations, and who were his generations, both from his forefathers and also those who came from him, who came from him? Shem, Ham, and Yafet, right? But here, just to bring out the sense of what a healthy specimen, right? That means if it's a cow, right, then the cow doesn't have two heads or 3 feet, you know, or two tails. It's basically the way that the Almighty created it. It's not a hybrid. It's a healthy specimen that was entirely defect-free. In other words, it didn't have more than God created that animal, that species. It didn't have less. No animal less than 8 days old may be sacrificed, and no animal may be slaughtered on the same day as its young. And any todah, what is the tawadah? Tawadah, some would say, right? Tawadah, right? But more, in a more, we say, more fluent sense, like the tawadah contracted tawadah. The todah, when you say todah or tawadah, it's to say thanks, right? Even today among many of us, chaberim, you know, we will say like toda rabba. But the toda is also the thank offering. So there's a particular offering that is called in the Hebrew the toda, which is the thank offering. Like bamarin would be like miskana. So it's both to say thanks, toda, and it's also in the tabernacle sense, in the Hebrew churchical sense, right, it is the thank offering. So any thank offering must be eaten on the day of its sacrifice or the day of its slaughter. Now, one would say, all this slaughtering, is that what God, that's not what the Almighty, what God wants? Well, no. It wasn't. He already shows us that. See, when people read through here, they read, but they be missing parts. I know from sabbatical study to sabbatical study, the more we study this with the Haverim, we start to notice and see how it comes together and the fuller picture comes out. Because from the very beginning, right, when he brought them out of Mitzrayim, he didn't bring them out, you know, with a bunch of sacrifice and drink offering and this and that. Yes, they observed the Passover, but he didn't bring them out with all this legislation, right? What happened is that in the wilderness, right, they were sacrifice crazy. They couldn't wait for Moshe to come forward. And even though after they came into the covenant, and even though John told them, don't make, you know, to me, you know, of me, gods of silver, and make to yourself gods of gold in Exodus chapter 20, right, I think verse 23, after he gave the 10 words, the 10 commandments, 12 chapters later, when they didn't know what had happened to Moshe, they went back to their ways, and when Aaron tried to give them a hint and see where their head was, he said, go break off the gold in your wives and your children, ears and everything, right? If they still had any of that covenant memory, that covenant mind, they would say, wait, hold on for a moment. We just entered into a covenant. And then Josh spoke those 10 words, and we were so scared when he spoke the word, right, that we drew back, but only Moshe went into a thick cloud of darkness, and he encouraged us, but we were scared. Right, and then John had spoke through Moses to say to us, after he spoke the 10 words, don't make for ourselves gods of gold. Well, he said the full of full, don't make, you know, to me or with me gods of silver, and don't make to yourself molten gods or gods of gold. And what's the first thing they did? They made the molten calf. Right, and then Moshe comes down off the mount. And he asked to see, well, you know, everybody's looking all stupid and dumbfounded now that I'm down here and I broke these two tablets and you all look very guilty. So who's on Yahweh's side? Who's on Jehovah's side? And the ones who came to him, who came to him? All the Israelites, some of the Israelites, some of this tribe, some of that tribe? No, but the Levites, right? The Levites. Now, of course, we can also reason, even from the book of Metzaphim Kufale, the book of Jubilees, and you know, and say, well, this wasn't this already given to Levite? Wasn't Levite, even the father of the patriarch Jacob, knew Levite was the priest, right? No doubt, no doubt. But here you can see that even though it was kind of like predestined, we can see that that's in the mind, right, of those who are mindful, in the mind, right, of Ha'adon from the Almighty knew that, right? The patriarch knew that, right? But the Israelites still, up to that time, still could make sacrifices. They didn't have to go through Levi. They didn't say, hey, Levi, I want to give a gift to Jah. Would you, you know, offer this up? No, they could do it themselves, right? And no doubt they would have been allowed to do it for themselves, but the pretext came, right, with them breaking the covenant. And at that very moment with the molten calf, we also have the principle of the Brit Chadasha, of the new covenant. Because the word Chadasha in the Hebrew, that's translated as new, in the sense of Chadash and new, sing a new song. When we get into the Hebrew context of the Afro-Asiatic word, the spirit of the word, the sense of new is as a sense of renew. If you have a flat tire, right, and it's punctured, and you go to someone or you do it yourself and you fix that puncture, and then you're able to pump up the tire again. You didn't change the tire, right, completely, but the tire, according to the principle of the Afro-Asiatic language, it was renewed. And the word renewed is the chadash. It's like the new moon. We say the chodesh, right? In chodesh, there's not even the word moon. The word moon doesn't appear there. But the word chodesh means the new. And it refers to the cycles of the moon, right? As the moon goes through its cycles. Is it the same moon or not the same moon? It's the same moon, but it's going through, it's renewing, it's starting out its cycle again. So that covenant had to be, you know, well, it didn't have to, but the covenant was, right, was renewed with Yisrael. And in this renewal of the covenant, all the Israelites, they contribute Teruma, gifts and offering for the construction, right, of the structure, right, known as the sanctuary. And then we could scroll right forward into Leviticus, and we come right forward here to the direction instructions right here. Now, Moshe, right? Moshe, he then instructed Ha'am, Amo, Jah people, his people, regarding the holy days, the set-apart days, right, of the Hebrew churchical year, right? Some might refer to it as the Jewish year, but were they all Jews back then? They wasn't all Jews back then. Read HaTorah, right? They were Israelites, right? And more importantly, according to the faith, they were Hebrews, right? In the same way, right? In the same way, right? As all of the priests are Levites, but not all of the Levites are priests, right? In that same way, all of the Levites, right, are not priests, but all of the priests, right, are Levites, right? So, yeah. We'll touch on the Hebrew. The Hebrew is a spiritual aspect. But Moses, he instructed regarding the holy days, the Isla days. And we're coming to chapter 23, right, of Leviticus. And these holy days are known as in the year, right, the churchical year, beginning with Abib and fulfilling in the seventh month, is known as the Mo'edim. Mo'ed is an appointment. Mo'ed is a meeting, an appointment. Regarding the meeting and appointment, also it refers to the appointed time, also refers to the appointed place. The tabernacle is called the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, also can be translated as a tent of appointment. So the Mo'edei Yahuwah is the feast, the festivals, the Mo'edei, the Mo'edim, but the Mo'edei is in the Hebrew construct is the feast of Yahweh, of Jehovah. These included the weekly, the seven-day Shabbat, along with the springtime, the Abib, the springtime holiday, holy days of Pesach, Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, and exactly 49 plus one day later, right, the feast, the festival of Shabuot, 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 literally means, or directly in Hebrew means weeks, but literally it's like sevens, referring to the seven, you know, days of the week. So we count 1 7 days of the week, right, from the first day, right, to the seventh day, and that is one Sabbath. We count the next one the same way, that is the next, and he commands us to count 7 Sabbaths complete, thus the Feast of Weeks. That's why it was called the Feast of Weeks, Shavuot. Also known as Pentecoste or Pentecost, which refers to the 50th. So it's exactly 49 plus one day because the Torah says on the morrow after the seventh Shabbat. So the morrow after the seventh Shabbat is known as Sunday. But we never refer to the first day as Sunday, but as the first day, Hebraically. In the fall, like the fall of the year, you know, the fall time, as they call it, the first day of the seventh month, the seventh moon, was to be announced by blasts of shofars, by blasts of ram's horns. And the tenth day, it marked the solemn occasion of Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonements, the day of the coverings. 5 days after Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonement, the day of the coverings, was the seven-day harvest, right, festival of Sukkot. So we have Shavuot, which is also harvest, and then we come to the seventh moon, we have the harvest at the end of the year, the fulfillment, the harvest festival of Sukkot. Sukkot is from Sukkah, and Sukkah means a tabernacle, means a booth, it means a hut. So during Sukkot, right, or Chag HaSukkot, the feast, the festival of booths, the festival of huts, the festival of tabernacles, Ha'am, the people, Amo, they were instructed to wave. To do what? To wave, right, the tenufa, right, to wave four species of produce of the land, right? The income of the land, what the land produced. 4 species of the produce of the land, and to live inside temporary shelters, basically huts called sukkahs, right? As they recall, right, how Jehovah, how Yahweh, hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, how He cared for them in the Midbar, in the desert, following the Yetziat, the Tzaat, the Exodus, Mimitzrayim, from Mitzrayim, from the Hetkapetah, from Egypta, Gibbets, from Egypt. On each of these holy days, the people Ha'am, they were commanded to engage, to be engaged, engage in special observances, and to refrain from working at their regular occupations, especially for like the first and the last days. The first and the last days, according to the word of the command, the word of the oracle, are also referred to as Shabbat days, really more as Shabbaton, right, as rest days from our regular occupational labors. Immediately following the description of the required holy days, right, in the Hebrew ecclesiastical churchical year, from the first moon, right, in Abib, the springtime, corresponding with Pesach, till the seventh moon, the seventh month. Moshe, he reviewed the instructions, reviewing the instructions, the Torah, in HaTorah, in the instruction for maintaining the lamps. He went over the instructions for maintaining the lamps of HaMenorah, the menorah, right, the lamp stand, not candlesticks. When we say candlesticks, you don't need no wax. I mean, you don't need no oil because you got wax. That doesn't mean today if we, you know, use that as a teaching tool for ourselves, our family, we use, you know, like a lampstand, you know, with the candles. Yes, okay, that's understandable now in this time. But when we're studying here, we have to maybe strike through some of the bad translation where they say candlesticks because they were not candlesticks. Candlesticks are powered by wax. The HaMenorah, the menorah, she, you know, it, but in a sense, she is powered by the oil, right? The oil, the shemen, right? The shemen. And the oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. So when we start to pay heed to the pattern, take heed to the pattern, see the type, we can then take it from the outer objective, you know, that object lesson, right, of the example writ large, and we can apply it, right, in the second truth, right, the second of the two truths. As it has in Hebrews, it says, by a new and a living way that he has consecrated for us, right, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. So getting, you know, growing in grace, right, growing up, so we could see the carnal or the natural, the physical type, but as we grow, we can see and apply the metaphysical type in our halakha. And halakha means walk, trod. It's a Hebrew word. It's in HaTorah. Moshe reviewed the instructions for maintaining the lamps of HaMenorah and for providing the weekly, you know, or the Shabuah showbread, the showbread for the seven, you know, for the 7 days, right? Or also this is referred to as the 12 loaves, 12 loaves. Here it's not matzah. Right? As we mentioned before, in Pesach, we're commanded to let there be no leaven seen with us. But then as we count forward from Bikurim, right, the two sevens, seven Shabbat, and on the morrow after, we're commanded to bring what? Two wave loaves that will be baking in the oven with leaven. And we reason on that in Leviticus chapter 23 and say, wait, over here, no leaven, but over here, leaven. What's the meaning of that? One of the new covenant meanings of that is to signify that at Passover, right, on Passover, there's no leaven, right? That we can say that humbleness, you know, what leaven, you know, what the unleavened bread represents. But then, as we are counting the growth of the wheat, right, when the wheat is now full come, like in the natural sense, it's counting the wheat as it grows, right? And then after the 49 plus 1 day, before we even partake of it, we bring forward our offering. And the offering that we bring forward according to the type, according to HaTorah, is two loaves. Remember, there's the loaf of bread, and then there's the flat bread. Remember, during Passover, we tried to bring out the significance that in Egypt, you know, the loaf of bread is what they used to feed ones, you know, the loaf of bread, you know, bread, you know. And if you was rich, you had a loaf of bread. You had the puffed up bread, you know what I'm saying? But if you was poor, you had the kita, right? You had the kita injera, or you had the matzah, the flat bread, you know what I mean? So it's important for us to note that over here, no leaven. There's a meaning for that. There's instruction. It's a time and a season. So in this season, this time, we abstain from this. But in this season, this time, we're commanded to bring this forward, right? But now, in the new covenant sense, a very interesting point is to say that there is leaven in the church. There is leaven in the church. And we say the church, we're not talking about the New Testament Christian church, firstly and foremostly. We're talking about the church that in the New Testament, the first martyr, Estefano, St. Stephen, pointed to, and he pointed to in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, the church in the wilderness, right? And the angel, right? So here, we have the two, right, with the loaves, but the showbread is 12 loaves of bread that were to be placed on the table within the holy place. This was to be done from Shavuah to Shavuah, from week to week. The portion it concludes and fulfills with the incident of a man executed for blasphemy. Well, let's give a little more detail. Of a Kemite, a Kemetic. we could say an Egyptian. You know what I mean? It's kind of interesting when we think about what's going on in the pro-black and the black conscious community between the Israelites, or are we Israelites, or are we Egyptian, or are we Kemetic? You know what I mean? But here, this portion here, known as Shabbat Amor, that is to say, Sabbath say. The word Amor is a command to say. Like almost like saying, say on, to say like speak on, well not speak, speak is dabir, here we have say, right, say. So we have a man, right, executed, right, for blasphemy. Actually you could call him an Israelite, but he has an Israelite mama and he had an Egyptian, I think, pappy, right? But it's like some of these guys out there trying to, you know, Anyway, be careful. Take heed here. The portion concludes with the incident of a man executed for blasphemy. He was abusing the Hashem, right? And then it provides the principle, right? The precept and the principle that is called in latter-day law, you might have heard of it, it's called lex talionis. Lex talionis. Now, literally, lex talionis, coming from the Latin, lex is law, and talionis mean, you know, like the eagles, they had the talons. You know the talons, you ever see their claws like, the talons, you know, and that's what they catch. You know, they get deep when they catch something, right, the talons. So it's the law of talons, like the eagle or the birds have their talons. Or bringing it out in the Hebrew scripts as an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. It's basically the Hebraic, the karmic principle. You know, people always talk about this here, but they never really liken it to something else that they say is true. Karma, that's deuces. Yeah, all right, deuces. What do they say deuces? Well, it's basically what that person said when they said deuces, eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. You know, you do me like that, you get like that. So, but there's a different context than what people hear. Well, I say than what people hear with a Gentile ear. If we hear with a Gentile ear, you might think what Martin Luther King, MLK, interesting, MLK is the abbreviation both for king in Hebrew and angel. But it's interesting when he said, like, you know, well, actually, he regurgitated, I think this is what actually Gandhi had actually said it. Right? Gandhi, you know, some of our people, you know, we're getting a little too deep into some, you know, Eastern religions and not being fully grounded, you know, as Beta Israel. You know what I mean? You lean out the window too far and your feet come too far off the ground, you lose your balance. But Martin Luther King, he quoted basically and kind of paraphrased and built up on what, according to my research, Gandhi basically said about the whole eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You know, he didn't want you to follow what Jah say and to be of Ha Torah. He wanted you to follow him and his thing, right? But anyway, lex talionis, an eye for an eye and tooth for tooth, this really concerned matters of governmental justice and also recompense. It's about recompense. And it was not something, even though, yes, probably in the most ancient of times, it was literal. But at this point of Torah, it's like we have sayings. Like when somebody says, I'll kick your ass. And even if they did, quote, kick somebody's ass, you probably don't see them literally kicking their ass, whether their ass, or whether if they had a donkey, kicking a donkey. That donkey belonged to you. I'm going to kick your ass. I'll walk over to your donkey and I kick it, or I kick your backside. No, but we know what it means, don't we, Chavari? We do know what it means when somebody says that. So it's like what they call a figure or a metaphor or an allegory of speech. It's a figure of speech. So the phrase, we call that Hebraicism, an idiom, right? An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, right? It concerns, for example, you work on a job, right? Or better yet, you're an artist, right? You use your hands, right, to do whatever, but your hands is like, you know, this is how you make your money. And then somebody smash your hand in the door or something like that. Right? And now, of course, your hand is going to recover and everything, but now you're losing wages because you can't use your hand at what you use your hand at to make money. You're an artist or whatever else like that, craftsman, whatever else like that. So you're losing out on money, right? So if you go to court, right, you basically sue for damages and lost wages. Hebraically, that is known as eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. You see what I'm saying? It was never even thought literally. That's why I gave the example of, You know, like these things we say even today, I'll kick your ass, right? And sometimes I'd be funny with someone, they'll say, well, I don't have a donkey, you know what I mean? To see if they understand, if they comprehend. But anyway, right here, that's the basic synopsis right here. We get in some of the details of some interesting points, even just from the overview right here to touch on. Hopefully we can do all things decently. And in order. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here. Let's segue with a Selah tune. What Selah tune? Something on the commandments, right? To keep his commandments, keeping his commandments. Right here. We have anything on commandments? Okay, first is here the Ten Commandments, the highlight words, right, in Hebrew.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha. לא יהיה לך אלוהים אחרים על פניי. לא תישא את שם אדוני אלוהיך לשווא. זכור את יום השבת לקדשו. כבד את אביך ואת אמך. לא תרצח. לא תנאף. לא תגנוב. לא תענה ורעך עד שקר. לא תחמוד בתרעך.
And here, a word from I&I. From I&I sponsor and patron.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Thou shalt worship no other God besides the Lord thy God. For the Lord God is a jealous God. Thou shalt not worship in the vain images, nor graven images, nor vanity, nor even dunce. Blood is thicker than water, and even his arms to worship God. Run away from them disaster. Even still when you people imagine me. That you like it. Children run, come and make me give you where you want. Children run, come and make me give you where you want. Stand in the lonely corner, never say that you can. Run, come, children, make me give you where you want. Even wages in at this young time, until you won't jump right to fall right in my guidance. Continue running.
system is the sound of gonna make you live and creeper. We dash where you seek and you know don't cross the river. If the sound of gonna make you live and creeper. So the heathen get what they want. The heathen can't get what they want. The rooty hold the angle and the heathen hold the blade. The rooty hold the angle so the heathen got to fear. Some a run to the bar and some a run to the car. Jah a go hold them so them can't run. Far them a run, Jah children. Let them a run, Jah children. Some a fancy murder and some a party thief. Some a shot up on the city, some a not believe. So run, come children, make me hear you where you want. Run, come children, make me hear you where you want. What they want. Even they can't wish y'all the face. They know so many ways I still live and learn. Black man live and learn. Blood is thicker than water. Believe in the wrong so you find out you know. Run, come catch your children. Let me see you where you want. Run, come catch your children. Run, come catch your children.
I'm sure.